I met Denise just hours after she and her alpaca herd arrived at the evacuation center in Loveland. Tired and shell-shocked, Haynes was deeply concerned for her animals. Some are very old and others were just days from giving birth.
We brought the animals because it looked like the fire was going to come our way and we didn't want to be doing the last-minute fire drill, so we decided to do it during the night as soon as we saw it moving really fast. So
Haynes and her 140 alpaca have been staying at the ranch in Loveland since June 10th, but she does have a home to go back to. Denise, what was it like being home in an area that was covered in fire just days ago?
Well, it's just the ground is all black just from the fire. It was kind of like a ghost town, you know, none of the animals there and just all the pastures empty. And it was really a weird feeling. I got in the house last night and I went to turn on the monitor to watch the maternity pen. It's like, oh, there's nobody in there. Just have it, you know.
Uh-huh. And do you have basic services up at your property yet?
Yeah, we have power as of yesterday. We were without 3.5 days, so we had a lot of food spoilage and stuff, but mostly fence damage.
What about the alpaca? If the grass has been destroyed, do you have enough supplemental food for them to eat?
We've got somebody at the ranch cleaning up, and they're going to feed up the feeders, and we're hoping that they're going to eat the hay that's still there, that it doesn't have too much of a smoke smell. There's just tons of it here at the fairgrounds people have brought. So it's a good feeling because we couldn't bring our hay. You know, if we have to put out a call for hay, we'll do that.
So what happened up there at your ranch? I mean, have you spoken to any of the firefighters that worked to save your place?
Oh, it's been great. We actually had one of the Forest Service guys come, and he saw we came up to the ranch last night and came in and kind of gave us a rundown on how things went here or at the ranch and kind of what all happened. So it was interesting to hear how all that came about and how they fought what they fought. And I guess they used us as a base camp. There's a big pink X out in one of our pastures for the helicopter to land on. And
it sounds like your place was ground zero for a while.
Looks like maybe the firefighters had some coffee, and so we left the doors unlocked so they could come in and do whatever they needed, and so it looks like they did, and so we're glad they could, that we could help at least a little bit that way, provide some caffeine.
When I first spoke to Denise, she was worried that her entire alpaca wool harvest was still at the ranch, and she had no idea what she would do if that was destroyed by the fire.
Yeah, it's up at the ranch, yeah, which is like our annual harvest, so we lose the garage, we lose thousands of dollars in product, yeah. Yep.
After seeing her property, Denise says the garage is fine, but she's still not sure what condition the wool is in.
Haven't had a chance to check it as far as smell. None of it burned, but we don't know if the smoke smell is in it or not, so that's our next thing to check.
That was Denise Haynes. She owns Daybreak Creations Alpacas in Bellevue. She recently returned to her ranch with her alpaca herd. For KUNC, I'm Nathan Heffel.